Hello and everybody, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good night, wherever you are, however you are. Welcome to another edition of Aaron Smith Can't Lose. I'm your host, Aaron L. Smith. Been a couple of weeks. You know, a lot's going on with me, and I did say that to those that follow me on Facebook. And Friday, I did a post saying that, you know, it's going to be some things that I want to discuss and talk about, and mainly a special announcement, which I will announce towards the end of the show. So what we're going to do is just, like we always do, just going to get right into it, and we'll take it from there. So October 3rd was the last time I did a show, so it's about 3 weeks I did another show. A lot has happened, so we're going to talk about New York City and these idiots that run it. You know, as people that follow me, I am not a fan of the New York City Mayor Eric Adams. He's a moron, he's an idiot, he's a buffoon. He wears these $1,000 suits, think he a GQ Mac, and he's not. And the way he's handled situations is moronic and idiotic. And it just seems to me that it just goes up the ladder, because we got Governor Kathy Hochul, who took over for Andrew Cuomo, and she's just as bad. And like, to get talk together, they're just fucking up. Like, there's no sugarcoating it. They're just fucking up. They've been fucking up. And like, the crime is crazy. Somebody's always getting hurt, stabbed, killed almost every day. Innocent people every day. These cops don't do shit. The commissioner is an idiot too. And it seems to me like definitely, you know, it might be time for a change. Now, I'm not saying the opposition is better, because they are way extreme, and things will probably may even be worse with the Republican side, with Lee Zeldin, who is running against Kathy Hochul for governor in a few weeks for Election Day. And like, they just announced something, Hochul and Adams doing. Now all of a sudden they want to, you know, have cops on the trains. And I was watching the news today about that. And like, now all of a sudden they're going to have all these professionals, these mental health professionals, and these cops on the trains, and they're going to work together, and, you know, we understand, and, oh, yeah, we know that's not safe. Well, no shit. Like, it's something every day. Like, the news is like, you think it's like a major motion picture, a movie or something, but no, that's real life, and it's happening, and it's every day. And people are on edge. People are scared. People do not trust police and New York City government. And I don't blame him, because I'm one of them. Because it seems to me like all this guy does, all he continues to do, is run his fucking dick liquor and just continue to just talk and talk and talk. And now all of a sudden you want to do action. And now suddenly Hochul wants to do action. And like I said, I know what people are going to say, well, this is what he was handed, and de Blasio. No. Look. De Blasio's gone. Okay. Adams has been there since January. So within the first couple of months, he should have had some kind of handle on this. Okay, yeah. The virus, okay. That's somewhat under control. Okay, fine. You know, you be on your mask, you don't want to wear your mask, fine. You want to get shots, you don't want to get your shots. We're over that. I'm talking about crime and public safety right now. Like, he's always blaming somebody else. Oh, it's the media. Oh, it's the perception that's going. No, it's right there. It's in your face. It's live on TV. I don't know what you're looking at, but Adams, but yeah, this is what it is. Now all of a sudden you want to do something about it. Hilarious. Freaking hilarious. And there's nobody laughing about it. And like I said, you do it 2-3 weeks before the election. Because Hochul, who had a commanding lead against Lee Zeldin, now he's up like 10-11 points. So now this idiot has a shot. Because you are fumbled the ball at the goal line. Because you had this some kind of handle, but now all of a sudden, like I said, everybody figured, oh, it's getting a little cooler out. It's getting a little, we got daylight saving time, which makes things worse because people are going to start doing things earlier. And it seems like it's every time and all the time. Most of the time, actually, it's, I guess, in the night, but it happens all the time. Those that ride the trains and the buses and walk the streets of New York know that it can happen at any time. Any time. And now all of a sudden, you guys want to do something. Well, I hope the fuck so, because like I said, God forbid anything happens to me or anything I know, it's going to be a problem for all of them. And if you hear the anger in my voice, you hear the frustration in my voice, that is how I feel. That's how a lot of people feel. But some people just feel like they just don't want to say something because these people are politicians. And don't, no, I don't care who you are. You are just another person. The only thing between you guys, them guys, and the people in power is that that's exactly what they are. They got power. They have a position. That's the only thing they have over me. Other than that, they're just another human being walking the street. And I could care less. Then you got, like I said, Democrats and Republicans. Then there's everybody else in between. That's me. You know? Yeah, I'm registered Democrat. But you know what? Y'all been messing up since been messing up. And that goes all the way to Biden, too. Yeah. In 2020, okay, sure. Yeah, we had to get this dickhead Trump out of office, of course, because it really wasn't voting for Biden. We were voting to get Trump out, and we did that. 2 years later, look what happens. Fumble the ball on all sides. Inflation, gas prices going up, food's going up. Oh, I'm going to help this, I'm going to help that. Oh, don't worry about it, we're going to take care of it. When they pass all these bills and things are still going up. And I sound like a Republican right now because it's exactly these are the points that they bring across. But I ain't. I don't like them either, because they go ahead and they, no matter what this idiot Trump does, what he goes ahead and they just turn a blind eye to it. But let's go back to Adams and Hochul. Now, like I said, she's up for re-election. And I believe this is the only reason why all of a sudden she wants to do something, Adams wants to do something. If I was an advisor, if I was a person who was in their cabinet or in their office, this is what I would tell them. And I'd be straight up. I would listen here. Matter of fact, Adams seems like the type of person that doesn't listen to anybody. I believe there was a video on YouTube with eight of his who had had an interview with somebody. I think it was Project Veritas Action. I'm not familiar with them. You can check that out if you want to. It's on YouTube, where he basically was telling, you know, what everybody else knows and what I've been complaining about too, is that, you know, especially, you know, also with the migrant situation, where these people were brought here, and like, okay, yeah, that wasn't their fault, but my thing is, they're here on top of everybody else having issues and housing issues and the homeless issues and the shelter issues, like, my thing is, I don't understand, like, why he couldn't just help them find another place to live or some other action and stuff like that. But, you know, they got a nice setup over there in Randall's Island, I think. And, yeah, okay, that's cool and all, but what about everybody else? What about people that live here that are in the shelters and out in the streets that need help, the ones that want help? What about them? Like I said, it seems to me that his priorities are pretty much clear. And I hope in the next election, us New Yorkers see that. But my advice to Hochul would be, get rid of Adams. She has the power to do so. Like, if it's between her and him, and if he continues to not do his job and not do it the right way, you gotta go. You gotta go. And that commissioner too, she gotta go. And this ain't being a hater, because like I said, you know, people be like, oh, why are you hating on this? That's your people, that's your brother, that's your black people. No. Mm-mm. No. I don't care what color you are. I don't care what gender you are. Do your fucking job and do it right. Well, that made me feel a little better. But that's what it is, man. Like, he gotta go. It's like, you know, and then in that the other, yeah, what's that guy, Bragg, Alvin Bragg, whatever, district attorney of Manhattan, he gotta go too. He's a buffoon too. Like I said, that we have this problem, especially African American people, and where we've always had to pick a party or had to pick a person. Like I said, I'm talking from personal experience and what I've seen around me, that just because they're our color or just because they're a Democrat, we have to vote for them. Why can't I just vote for somebody who is right for the job? Why do I have to do that? Everybody else vote for who they want to vote for. So why can't we do that? And then, like I said, you go ahead and you do that and you give them a chance and then they do this. Now, I'm not saying it's everybody. And I'm not saying it's every situation. Take Georgia, for example. Stacey Abrams is running for governor out there in Georgia for the second time. If I was out there in Georgia, she would get my vote. Not because she's a black woman. Not because she's a Democrat, it's because she knows what she's doing and she will get the job done in Georgia. That's why I would vote for her. Not because of anything else. And that's the problem. And on the other side, you know, the Republicans, they do the exact same thing. You know, I'm going to vote for this you hear white gentleman or white female, because that's what I feel. That's fine too, but it's the same exact thing. Are they doing the right job? Are they doing what they're supposed to for your constituency, for your people, for your neighborhood, for your city, for your block, for your town, for your county, for your country? Are they doing it? And 9 times out of 10, it's a no. Politics. Bullshit on both sides. And like I said, you got the Dems on one side, you got the Repubs on the other side, and you got people in between like me that's like, you know what, screw you both. Y'all ain't doing nothing for me. Not a damn thing. And the people arguing over it is another thing. For what? That's my two cents. That's the first segment. We're going to get into Kanye West and his dumbass, and some more other shit. So this is Aaron Smith, Can't Lose. I see it from both ends, ladies and gentlemen. I work in a place with mental illness and people who are homeless or recently homeless. So I see it from both ends, and I'm in a situation like that. So I've done my homework, and like I said, when it comes to these government officials and when it comes to the fact of the matter is that they want to do something 2 weeks before the election, and now want to have cops on the trains, and now they want to have mental health professionals. They were talking about it, and then they had like people here and there, but now all of a sudden it's going to be in full force now because all this stuff is happening. You want to get reelected. That's what people shouldn't be that stupid to not see that. I hope y'all not. But that's what they doing. They playing you. They're playing you. They're into saying, oh, we got this. If you keep me here, especially Hochul, you keep me here, then I'll take care of it. But like I said in a previous segment, there's going to come a time where she's going to have to decide whether it's her or Adams, and she's going to pick her, and it's just going to have to come down to it. I predict that. I believe that come January, Mayor Adams will no longer be mayor. At least that's what I'm hoping, but we'll see. All right, let's move on. What else is in the news? All right, so I believe it was last week that everybody's favorite house ninja, Kanye West, decided to go out and hang out with his other house ninja friend, Candace Owens, and decided to say that white lives matter. And some fashion show where they wore these shirts that, and at first, like, the memes were cool and they were funny as hell, and they just made me laugh. But these are people, especially Kanye, his is just right out there to see it. Like, he's seriously, not well and mentally ill. And people are applauding this and lauding this and making fun of this because that's what it is. Most people in the media and entertainment, that's their job. And it was part of my job too, as I was a comedian and I am a podcaster and all that other stuff. But as I've spoken to my family, I've spoken to my friends, in Kanye's the way he's going about, he's been doing this for years. This man has not been well since his mother passed away. This man has not been right since his mother passed away. He never got over that. But on the other hand, he's a grown man, and he should know better that consequences will come out of his mouth. Then he also said something about George Floyd, and his family is suing, and they're gonna get money and all that probably. But there's the thing: if you continue to entertain clowns, if you continue to buy tickets to the circus, you might as well enjoy the show. Yes, that kind of contradicts my point, but that's what I'm saying. I'm not doing it. I'm not listening to him, what he has to say, because I have nothing. I really don't care for what he has to say, because that doesn't apply to me. That has nothing to do with me. I could care less about what this individual says. I believe he's extremely talented. I believe he is a great musician, rapper, entertainer, questionable fashion designer, especially with them house slave shoes he'd be selling for $200, $300, and he got your little kids walking around with it. Like, no. You won't see me caught dead watching, wearing them things, or anybody I know wearing them things. I mean, I thought Crocs were bad, like, at least in the simple fact that, you know, those you can get away with because they've been around a while, and I guess, like, you know, okay, that's, you know, they're somewhat tolerant. I know healthcare professionals wear them, and a lot of people wear them. Sometimes they put stickers on them, all that stuff. You got kids and you wearing them, all right, cool, but you're a grown ass person and you ain't got none of the above and all that. If you wearing that, you look a damn fool. You're a clown too, but that's you, so be it. You know, Candace Owens, I'm not very familiar with her, but I read up on her a bit and her background, and I just say it like this. Somewhere along the line, somebody disappointed her, somebody hurt her that was in her community as a black woman, and she just basically turned left. Well, in her case, she turned right, and that's still no excuse. There's still no reason to act that way. But this has been like this since those slave ships in Africa. We've always had these type of people. We've always had these people that are not about for us and not by us. They're against us. And you're always going to get those. So when does it come to a point where you're going to still continue to rant on and then babble these people on and all this other stuff? And like I said, there are a lot of intelligent people who I respect that have argued against both of their points, and they are absolutely right. But it comes to a point to, like, if a person like that, like, who has illness, with Kanye, and Candace seems to have some kind of undiagnosed shit too, but that's no here or there. That's nothing. I can't really say that because I don't know. It just, that's my opinion. But as far as I'm concerned, it seems that way. But what is it? How long do you have to, like, be entertained that? Like, what's the point? That these people are who they are. You know, you're giving them free press and free media, and then that's what they wanted anyway. So why are you even bothering? Okay, let them have the little fans, let the support. And Kanye has a whole bunch of support and fans too. And that is scary. And this man talking about running for president. And no. You imagine his crazy ass talking to somebody of a country like that, how he's doing? No. It'd be World War IX. And we're pretty much there anyway. But still, he'll probably expedite it. I just don't think it's worth the time nor the place to deal with it. But if you're going to do it, then you know that that's what it is and that's what it's going to be. And you're going to have to understand that if you have, you entertain that and you are right with that, then you have no reason to bitch on it. You have no reason to complain about it. You have no reason to continue to, oh, why is he doing this? Or no, you know why he's doing it. He continues to do it, and you can keep going on and on about it and wasting your breath, your time, and energy on it. That's you. That's on you people, on those people that did that. Not you, the listener. Well, maybe some of you, because you know you probably, you know, disagree, which is fine. But that's y'all. If y'all want to do that, if y'all want to continue entertaining these individuals, do so. Because I'm not. I ain't doing it. And same thing with when it comes to Trump. Like, you know, if you continue to give him TV time and air time and you go on these events and all that, yeah, of course he's going to, you know, still be in the news and all that stuff. I mean, recently, you know, he's been in a little trouble. And, he's always in trouble, but he always continues to get off. See, the thing is here, the elections are important, but not for the reasons why the media says so. They're important because to see who has the upper hand come the next election. This will set up everything for the next election. So there's a lot of stakes at play. The January 6th committee, if Republicans take over, that's gone. If anything happens, let's say, what's the other thing going on? The Ukraine thing, I'm pretty sure that their funding is going to be pretty much done. There's a lot of Republicans that don't want that. And I, for one, agree with that. My thing is, this war has been going on too long. And realistically, Ukraine and Russia, that's their issue. That's their problem. They have to figure that out. But, you know, that's just me. What else is going on with that? Yeah, it's an important election, but you know, it's not about, it is about like power and control and who has the power. That's what it is, because the Dems, they only have a few seats majority. Actually, it's a tie in the Senate, because Vice President Kamala Harris, she's a tiebreaker. And so Dimwits, the one in West Virginia, Manchin and Sienna, they're wishy-washy. Sometimes they go for the party, sometimes they don't. But yeah, I mean, this is all right here. It's an important election to see who's going to be in charge for the next 2 to 4 years. I would 2 to 4 years, because if the Republicans get back in there, Biden's just gonna sit there. He's not gonna get anything done. He may do some legislative action, he may do some executive orders, but he's not gonna get anything done. That's just no here or there. And like Roe and Wade, that's important. You know, protecting Roe versus Wade, that's important. But you know, the tit for tat and the back and forth on issues that are not important, these public figures that are not important, they make themselves important because they're rich and famous. I could give a shit less. I barely give a shit about these Democrats and these Republicans going back and forth. So what the hell I give a damn about Kanye West for? That's just my saying. That's how I feel. But it's gonna be a tough election, you know, for both. So we'll see. Wrap it up. I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank you all for tuning in. Also, you also can always check me out on my social media. My Instagram is The Aaron Smith. My Twitter is also The Aaron Smith, all one word. Check me out on YouTube. You just type in Aaron Smith Can't Lose. All my podcasts are there. Season 1, 2, and 3, the majority of them. Season 5 will be uploaded. Well, it'll be uploaded at a later date, but you can always check out all my podcasts, especially season 5, this current season, on Anchor, Spotify, First Story, and wherever fine podcasts can be heard. I said I was going not to be dealing with Anchor again, but you know, things happen. So you can check me out on whatever's your pleasure, whatever's your taste. I'm on there. iTunes, iHeartRadio. I'm everywhere. Just Google me, Aaron Smith Can't Lose Podcast, and it'll just pop up right in your screen, and you can check out whatever platform and I'm on there. Alright, so there comes a time in a man's life where he has to decide between career and family. Now, it was just mainly myself and my fiance, and we were just going on this journey ourselves. And we were just doing and loving each other and taking care of each other and doing what we can and how we just deal with this crazy life as it is together. But now there will be a third person in this journey. And I'm happy to say that I'm looking forward to being a father. And my fiance is pregnant, 6 months. And the reason why I didn't tell everybody at first is because, well, honestly, you know, didn't really necessarily want to tell everybody, but I figured at this journey, why not? And I can't do, it's gonna take all my time and my energy to do so. So I think God has done this for a reason. He is telling me to now be a husband and a father to be. And this comedy and this podcasting for now is a wrap. So if that is the case, then I'm happy with it and I'm very content with it. So yeah, that was my announcement. I'm looking forward to meeting my daughter when she comes. She is due in February, so I'm very excited, as well as my fiance is excited. So yeah. Should be very interesting being a first-time parent. We're both extremely, you know, anxious but excited. So that's the way to be. So Aaron Smith apparently can't lose, but when it comes to that, I already won. So I want to thank you all for listening. I want to also thank you all for watching on my YouTubes and on my channels. I ask everybody to be safe and well out there, wherever you are. And until then, whenever then, this is Aaron Smith signing off. And I can't lose. Peace.